a person, an older person who still has a lot of energy, gets around real well. You say for his age, he's still awfully.
He's still bright for his age, and active, intelligent.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
For what?
There's probably nothing wrong, but still I feel a little bit... If your children are out later than usual.
Well, you kind of feel questioning things.
Uh-huh. You say you wouldn't feel easy about it.
No, so you'd rather it be another way.
Uh-huh. You felt how?
You kind of feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm. And someone would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
Just be quiet.
And don't...
Don't worry. Don't say nothing.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's scared of the dark now. She... What to be scared? She...
Well, it's kind of funny to answer this question.
Well, if she hadn't ever been scared before, you'd say, why is she scared now?
Well... Well, I guess if it'd be right now with what's going now, there's so much burglar and all kind of people that come.
Mm-hmm.
Some, if they had a chance to come in, they'll rape women too before they leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, especially if you live in the city, you better lock your door,
mm-hmm.
not take any chances with them. You never know who will come in.
And a person who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
He might have breathed.
Or he shouldn't be so...
He shouldn't be so loose with his money because he can get in trouble.
Uh-huh. Or he's not being...
Or he's tempted somebody else to leave it right there.
Uh-huh.
If somebody comes. I wouldn't like to leave anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And doubt on somebody that don't... That didn't take it, you know. It
uh-huh.
could happen sometimes.
And you'd say he's not being careful. He's
yeah.
being... What?
He's just too loose with his money. He don't care.
Uh-huh. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
She acts different sometimes. We don't know what caused that.
Did you ever say queer or quar?
Yeah. He had a queer mind, you see.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, it looked like someday the mind don't work the same way.
Uh-huh.
Someday they moved it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the best... thing I can tell you. Sometimes one way you had to be real careful on your guard most of the time because some people are moody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what caused that. Is it sickness or just natural?
Has that word queer changed meanings in the past few years?
I don't know. We never use that word. You know.
Uh-huh.
We always say he is funny
uh-huh.
in our own language.
How would you say that?
Funny, I said. We would always say, he look kind of, instead of queer, we say he's funny.
Uh-huh. And someone who makes up his own mind, then he won't listen to you. He's going to do things his way.
His boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
don't take an advice from nobody. He
uh-huh.
has just his own bald head.
And you say, well... You better not tease him about that, because on that subject you're still a little bit...
Some are sensitive on some subject. You better not say anything.
Do you ever say he's testy or touches?
Yes, a lot of people are touchy. You have to be careful what you say. Sometimes you just say something that you don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt a person. You can see the expression after that.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't
yeah.
know you'd get so...
So furious about it.
Uh-huh. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just
for this, you shouldn't do things like that.
Uh-huh. Or just keep
cool.
And you had been working very hard. You say you were very
in a rage. Your nerves were breaking down.
Uh-huh. Or if you had been working outside all day, when you came in, you'd say you were.
You're tired and hungry,
uh-huh.
tired, so you better go easy on a person like that.
And you could say, I've been working all day and I'm just completely...
Burned up.
Or completely
wore out.